Department of Security remains on a continuing resolution, or worse yet, shuts down our ability as a country to secure our borders, would be affected, would be impacted, and it wouldn't be positive. If we in Congress fail to pass funding for the Department of Homeland Security and actually force a shutdown of the department, which would be the worst of all worlds, and frontline personnel would be asked to continue to work without pay. That would include some 40,000 Customs and Border Protection officers. We would, they help secure our borders, and we'd want them to still come to work. We just wouldn't pay them. We've got some 13,000 immigration and customs enforcement agents, and they enforce our immigration laws and combat human and drug trafficking. We'd still expect them to come to work. We just wouldn't pay them, at least not on a timely basis. If Congress continues to keep the department on a continuing resolution, ICE would only be able to fund about 30,000 adult detention beds. That's 4,000 fewer than is actually required by law by the Congress. This is going to result in reduced capacity to adequately respond to seasonal surges in migrants and on our nation's southwest border. ICE will also see a shortfall of about over $500 million to respond to unaccompanied minors and to families with children. Customs and Border Protection wouldn't be able to replace or upgrade border surveillance technology. That includes upgrades to obsolete the remote and mobile video surveillance systems in the high-risk areas of the Rio Grande Valley. And so in the next couple of days, today and tomorrow, really, maybe Friday, my fervent hope is that the Congress can come together. We'll do the right thing. We'll support passage of a clean, full-year appropriations bill so that the people who work for us, the Department of Homeland Security, to secure our nation, that we'll provide that funding for them by February 27th and then get to work to pass a thoughtful, comprehensive immigration reform bill.